A new collection of essays and poems on Alaska's environment is just out in bookstores. Cross Currents North, Alaskans on the Environment, was inspired by the fact that there are no other anthologies written entirely by Alaskans about Alaska's environment. Mary Beth Holloman is a co-editor of the collection. She says the writers have had to have been Alaska residents for at least a decade so that those who read these works, regardless of where in the country they live, will be able to find relevance to their own lives within the pages.
That sense of a deep and abiding respect for and love for one's place. And so the connection for someone living in Florida or Texas would be their place that they are attached to, that they are rooted within, and how they love and respect and know that place in a way that you can't if you're just passing through. So I'd like to see that conveyed.
I'd really like for you to read a little bit from The Cape, your piece of work. But before you do that, mm-hmm. I'll put you on the spot just a little bit here. Do you have favorites that really stand out to you within this work? I'm sure that you're close to all of them, having worked with them for such a long period of time putting this together. But are there some that really stand out?
Yes, it's kind of funny. I'm the primarily the nonfiction editor, and Anne is the primarily the poetry editor, but I love poetry. I mostly write nonfiction, but some of the poems in here just blow me away every time I read them. Amy Crawford's poems, for example, Peggy Shoemaker's poems. There's such layers of meaning there. And in terms of essays, you know, it's so hard to choose. The Native Elders, I think, are very powerful. Nick Jan's essay on wolf wars is interesting because he is out there trying to collect signatures for a ballot initiative about aerial predator control. And he's very much aware of how he's stopping people in the middle of their busy day trying to get them to sign some petition. You know, that sort of discomfort that sometimes we have when we want to stand up for something we know is right, and yet we hate to bug people. I thought that was really well done in that piece.
And how about your own work? You've contributed to this as more than just an editor, as also one of the writers that's included in this.
Sure. I have two essays in here. One is about polar bears and global warming that I started the day after I heard about the first polar bear drownings, which was 4 years ago now. And the other piece I have in here is called The Cape. Okay, the section I'm going to read, it comes near the end of the essay. I'm out on this cape with my husband and son for a week. It's an island 22 miles long. No one lives on it. No one else is on it the whole time we're there. And there are no trails or anything. It's a completely wild cape. Sea lion rookeries, humpback whales, eagles, seabird rookeries, all kinds of wildlife, but no other people. Rudolf Otto, an early 20th century German philosopher, defined religion in terms of the numinous. The experience of the numinous, he said, is an awareness of the divine that clarifies our sense of our own creatureliness. He called this power, this sensation, mysterium tremendum et fascinans, a mystery awesome and entrancing. There's a desire, once such divinity is experienced, to remain in that holy light, to sustain contact with the overwhelming, to dive into the waves. But there's also a concurrent and essential awareness of our humanness. This is what grounds us even as we are filled with awe. This is what brings tears to the eyes, what makes us feel even more fully the contact of flesh and bone to rock, tree, soil, air, water. This is what I experienced on the outer rim of the Cape.
Thank you. It's an interesting thought of that connection of what we have to where we live and who we are.
Yes.
In that place.
Yeah. And the inner and the outer, you know, we experience it with our physical bodies, but we also have this inner experience with it that can be very powerful.
Mary Beth Holloman is co-editor of the new anthology Cross Currents North, Alaskans on the Environment. A reading at Tidal Wave in Anchorage is scheduled for October 21st, as well as other venues around the state. More information is available on our website, aprn.org.